Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Get Good With Money by Tiffany Alice. So Sophie, I have to ask, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you hear the phrase get good with money?
Honestly, I think of that feeling of dread when you check your bank account. But this book is the opposite of that. Tiffany Alice has this way of making money feel approachable, like something you can actually learn, not this scary thing you're just supposed to know.
Yeah, and she's been through it herself. She lost everything in the 2008 recession, her job, her home, and her savings. So she's not riding from some ivory tower. She's like, I rebuilt from zero, and you can too.
Right, and that's the core of it. The book is built on this idea that financial wellness isn't about how much you make, it's about how you manage what you have. And she lays out these 10 steps, which she calls the financial wheel, because all parts have to be in balance.
The financial wheel, I love that. And the first step is the one that got me. She says you have to get to know your financial history. And I'm thinking like, my history is just a list of bad decisions.
But she's not about blame. She says you have to sit down, gather all your documents, look at your income, debts, assets, and just face the numbers. Because you can't change what you don't acknowledge. It's uncomfortable, but it's liberating.
That's true. And once you've faced it, you move to step two, which is the budget. And she reframes it as a spending plan, not a restriction. You're giving yourself permission to spend on what matters most to you.
Exactly. She introduces the 50-30-20 rule. 50% for needs, 30 for wants, and 20 for savings and debt. But she's flexible. The point is to have a system you can stick with, not a perfect one you abandon in 2 weeks.
And tracking is key. She says you have to see where your money's actually going, not where you think it's going. I did that once, and I was shocked at how much I spent on takeout.
Oh, I bet. Then step three is the emergency fund. She calls it the foundation of financial stability. You need 3 to 6 months of living expenses in a separate, easily accessible account.
And she says start small. Even $20 a week adds up. It's about creating a buffer so you don't have to rely on credit cards when life happens. That's peace of mind, right?
Absolutely. And then step four is tackling debt. She's compassionate.
And it works because you get those quick wins. It's psychological. She also says to forgive yourself for past mistakes. Debt doesn't define your worth.
Then step five is building credit. She calls it your financial reputation. Good credit can save you thousands over your lifetime through lower interest rates and even job opportunities.
And she gives practical tips. Pay bills on time, keep credit utilization low, don't close old accounts. It's about showing you're a reliable borrower, not about getting into debt.
Once that's in place, step six is saving for the future. She introduces sinking funds, which are separate savings accounts for specific, planned expenses like a vacation or a new car.
So instead of scrambling when the bill comes, you've been saving a little each month. And she says automate it, pay yourself first. That way saving becomes a habit, not an afterthought.
Now step seven is investing, and this is where a lot of people get scared, but she demystifies it. She says you don't need to be an expert. Just start with small amounts and take advantage of compound interest.
Compound interest, the eighth wonder of the world, as Einstein supposedly said. She recommends low-cost index funds and investing in your employer's retirement plan, especially if they match. That's free money.
Then step eight is insurance. She argues it's not optional. Without it, one accident could wipe out years of savings. You need health, life, disability, and auto or renter's insurance.
And you still need the emergency fund because of deductibles. It's about transferring risk so you're not devastated by things beyond your control.
Step nine is the one everyone avoids, making a will. But she frames it as an act of love. Without it, the state decides what happens to your assets and your kids. You don't have to be rich to need one.
Yeah. If you own a home or have kids, you need a plan. She covers the basics, like a will, power of attorney, and a healthcare directive. It's about peace of mind for your family.
And finally, step 10 is about building wealth and giving back. She says financial freedom isn't just about accumulating. It's about having enough to live the life you want and to contribute to something bigger.
She asks you to think about what enough means to you, because without that clarity, you'll never feel satisfied no matter how much you have. That really resonated with me.
Me too. And throughout the book, she comes back to self-forgiveness. She knows the system isn't fair, especially with racial and gender wealth gaps, but she refuses to let that be an excuse. You can still improve your situation one small step at a time.
And that's what makes this book so effective. It's not just about numbers, it's about the psychology of money. She addresses the shame and fear, and she encourages you to talk about money with friends and family, which is so important.
Right, breaking the taboo. And she reminds us that financial wellness is a practice, not a destination. You have to review your finances regularly and celebrate the small wins. That keeps you motivated.
And she busts the myth that you have to deprive yourself. You can enjoy life and be responsible. It's about intentionality. When you know your values, you can align your spending with them.
I think the takeaway for me is that getting good with money is possible for anyone. It's not about being perfect, it's about being conscious. And Tiffany Aliche gives you the tools and the compassion to do it.
Yeah, the part that got me was step one, facing your financial history. I've been avoiding that for years, but she makes it feel doable. Just look at the numbers, no judgment.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Well, that's a wrap on this one. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Remember, financial freedom is about having choices, not a perfect score. Take it one step at a time and you'll get there.
See you next time.